Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We are talking about building a foundation. A foundation that will stand, and our buildings won't be crooked. They're not going to be leaning. They're going to be standing straight. Ortho, right? Ortho, standing straight so we can house the call and the assignment on our life. So we've been talking about that, and we talked about that on Christmas Eve. You know what I want to do next Christmas Eve service? I want to baptize folks. Baptism is the first act of obedience. The first act of obedience in the things of God. So baptism is important. There's three baptisms. That's one of the principles we're going to learn in the next few months. It's one of the principles that need to be established in our foundation. And these principles, there's six principles that in these verses we've been talking about. And we're gonna lay these principles down, and we're going to walk in them. And I'll tell you what, God's going to show up. I mean, He's going to show up because we're maturing and growing. And that's what He's looking for. So y'all having a good time off, and we've been watching Little House on the Prairie and Andy Griffith. That's what we kind of do when we have this time off together. Olivia's been home all week, and we just kind of been chilling and enjoying ourselves, and it's just a good time. It is. It's just, you know, it's just good to be with family like that. Let's see. We watched. Has anybody seen the movie The Forge? You know, it's on Netflix now. And I know some people have given up Netflix because of some of the. I understand all that, but you can have Netflix, and you can be wise. And you can understand. But Forge, this movie Forge, is just, it is profound. Have you seen it? One of my favorite quotes is, in that movie, is, be a fountain, not a drain. Be a fountain, not a drain. Man, that's rich. You know, when I think of a drain, I think of somebody who always has an excuse for not growing, for not maturing. Somebody who always has an excuse for their behavior that they know they need to make some changes in. That's a drain. Those people, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been here for 25 years. I've been doing this for over 30 years as a pastor, but I got saved over 40 years ago. But I'm going to tell you something. It's this thing about being a victim. That's a drain. Oh, they drain you, and they never change. Nothing ever changes. But they'll tell you right up in your face. You know what I mean? A person that's a drain will suck the life out of you if you let them. But I've learned I'm not going to let them. Because you don't want this, somebody else does. Are you with me? And see, really, if you would just catch it. Because see, here's the thing. When you're a drain, you think you're the only person who went through anything. You've ever gone through anything. When really there's people who have gone through much worse, maybe five times worse than what you went through. But you're so caught up in your ism and your trauma bomba. I call it trauma bomba. You know, we all have traumas. Yeah, we got trauma. We got, well, this happened to me. Yeah, but here it is. When you understand what we're talking about today, that'll be history. That won't be a part of your foundation anymore. And you will rise, and you will be used by God, and you will house the assignment on your life. Because this is just so good.
Amen.
So, a drain. Now, what's a fountain? Well, see, now, I didn't come up here to start preaching about a fountain and a drain. But live stream, you got my attention. No. Here's what. We're starting fasting next week. Next Sunday is the first day of our fast. And you know, we talk about fasting, how fasting is a spiritual exercise. And really the word exercise in the Bible is the Greek word gymnasium. Gymnasium. So we're to exercise godliness. See that? We're to get to the gym. You're in the gym today. You're up in the gym. You're going to do some spiritual exercise. So are you on live stream. You're halfway there. Ain't nothing like being in the presence of God's people. Nothing like it. What's the Lord's strongest exercise? Somebody's got to, no, that's not even a joke. That's the truth. What? I didn't tell you yet, did I? You know, you didn't hear what he said. I'm talking to live stream now. That's pretty good. What is the Lord's strongest exercise? Deadlifts. Ooh, I like that. I might use that again. Deadlifts. He doesn't want you to do dead works. He doesn't want you to do dead works. Let's get back to where we were, a fountain and a drain. Amen. So fountain, we know what that is. Drain, we know what that is. Here's what a fountain is. It talks about in Isaiah 58. It says, when you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will dawn in the darkness. Your darkness will be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually. He will satisfy your soul when the drought comes. You will be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose waters never fail. You see, when you become a fountain, you get concerned for other people. And that's what he's talking about there in Isaiah 58. They're fasting. And because of their fast, they saw the need to help other people's souls in their affliction. And they became a water garden. You're refreshing. You go to work and you just bring refreshment to people that are dying of thirst spiritually. You're refreshing wherever you go. Am I making sense? You have something to help somebody with. Not suck the life out of them because of your deal. You've been in it. You've learned. You've grown. Now, life is coming out of you. Jesus said, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Let him who thirsts come to me and drink. For he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. It'll just come out of you. And you can deliver people and help people wherever you go because you are paying the price to grow and mature in the things of Christ. Costly to do that. It's going to cost you. You're set free, and it's free, but it's cost you. Amen? All right, now let's move on from the fountain. Let's go to our scripture. Give me the vision, and then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 real quick. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Now you caught that vision. You see that? That's significant. Because that vision is something we say every week. If you get that in you and you build your life on that vision, your foundation is going to be established. See, without the foundation being correct and being built, it'll have cracks in it. And it'll cause the rest of the building to lean and deteriorate. So we want to build on what God is saying. Amen? All right, so let's look at this in Hebrews. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. There's that word gymnasium. See that? You got to stay in the gym. You got to keep going to the gym. The rest of your days on this life, in this life, if you're going to understand and be able to discern between good and evil. Look. Exercise to discern both good and evil. You see that? Now, give me verse Hebrews 5:12, and we're going to start out with that one. This is significant because something, you know, I see in the church, not just our church, but all over, is immaturity and people who stay in infancy and they really don't get through that. They're actually stagnant in their material life. And they're maturing in their spiritual life. And so this is why I'm teaching this. And I really see it for a necessary word for 25 because of all that's going on and all the voices that are out there and all that's everything that's out there. It's so important to understand this because when we understand it, it's going to change. And you know what? The change is always fulfilling and welcoming. All right. So now, let's look at this. I want us to examine ourselves and ask ourselves now, what is the status of my spiritual maturity? Where am I? You ask yourself that. And then let this be a moment in time where you say, you draw a line in the sand and say, I'm gonna move forward in my life with God. I'm gonna grow, I'm gonna get in a life group, I'm gonna make sure I hear this word, I'm gonna get connected with people in the church. Now let me tell you something else. I gotta tell you something else that I didn't say that I haven't said yet, that I said in the last service. I had a dream. I had a dream while I've been off because I've been seeking the Lord. Always had a dream. You don't hear me talk about dreams all the time, but the Bible talks about dreams and visions. Dreams and visions. Joseph had a dream. People have dreams. There's all kinds of dreams in the Bible. Listen, I had a dream, and I dreamed I was in here. Preaching and speaking over all you guys. I was speaking over your lives. And I stopped and I said something to all the young women in the church. You listening? I said, you young women, I said, pay attention. I'm doing what I did in my dream. I said, if you need wisdom or if you need a word for some help in your life, I said, and I pointed, and she was in the last service. Her name's Abby Huelskamp. I said, you can contact Abby and you can talk to her and she will impart wisdom in your life that I promise you, it will help you move forward in your life if you really want some answers. Abby Huelskamp. I told her I was going to repeat that. She says, you go ahead, Pastor Fred. I'm going to tell you something. God is raising up prophets, prophetesses. There's women that are going to speak in this church. Are you hearing me? There's young men that are going to prophesy because they're learning to grow up in the things of God. Am I making sense? And when you speak and you've paid the price for maturity, it says Jesus learned obedience through suffering, through the things he suffered. He learned it. Remember, increased in knowledge and finds direction. He learned obedience through the things he suffered and became the author. Because of his obedience, he became the author of eternal salvation. You know what? When you obey God, it puts authority on your life. And you don't want, when you're immature and an infant, you don't want to obey God. You're going to cry about it. If you always say, well, I got hurt in that church, that's because you don't understand. You don't have a foundation. You don't understand your inheritance. You don't understand the basic principles of being a Christian because you're going to get hurt. You see that? Everybody gets hurt. Rejection is part of the curriculum. People are going to reject you. Jesus said, my mother and my brothers and sisters are those who hear God's word and do God's will. Not everybody in your family is glad you're serving the Lord. Listen to me. But you got God's assignment on your life. And that's not who you're here to please. You're here to please him. Right. And that's what we do when we begin to grow and mature. And in that, fulfillment. It's like you're not looking for something else. Everything being shaken, but you're satisfied. You're fulfilled. You're becoming a refreshing for others that will get around you because you're willing to pay a price to go through something. You see, here's one of the problems. Here's one of the problems. People want to get on YouTube and watch all these preachers and all this revelation going out. I'm not saying YouTube's bad. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm showing you something. Here's what happens. They get on there and they hear something. Then they want to run to a group of men and tell them what they heard, to make them think that they're some big spiritual dog. They want to impress other people. Listen, but it's empty. It's empty. Listen, because they didn't go through anything. They didn't go through anything themselves. Probably the guy who's preaching to thousands and has gone through something, and you're repeating what he said. But now catch this, what I'm getting ready to say. You, if you're one of those people, you're going to be tested for what you just said. Did you catch that? You're going to be tested for what you just said. And all this is going to, and you're going to wonder, That's why you're so miserable. You're always being tested for speaking things you don't know anything about. Oh, you better get me out of here. Am I making sense? Okay, think about this. This is huge. This is huge what we're talking about today. So now, because see, when you, it's the doctrine of Christ is what we're talking about. Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. Christ means anointing. When you have an anointing, it means when you speak sometimes, it keeps people awake at night. They'll go home and they can't sleep because of what you said to them. Listen to me. You know, Christmas Eve, we had, I tell you, I was just blessed by Christmas Eve. You know, just, I liked it. We had a young gal. She came up to me after the service, the first service. She said, Pastor Fred. She walked over here by this speaker. She said, right here, you led me to the Lord. And my mom and dad were going through a divorce. She said, I've held on to Jesus ever since. And that's how I got here tonight. I'm 18 now. I'm 18 now, and I still love him, and I'm still following him. Amen. I said, what do you want me to buy you? No, I didn't. It's like, it blessed my soul so much. But now get this. Now, the next service, a woman comes in and says, comes up to Donita and says, we used to have our services in the school. She says, I've been looking for these women that talked to me and prayed with me at that altar call, at the service we had. She said, I got saved over there and delivered from prostitution. Hallelujah. She said, I was a prostitute, very active. She says, I haven't prostituted myself one time since. I said, God, what are you trying to tell me? There's an anointing on this church. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? It gets on people and it has an effect in their life. Am I making sense? She said she's going to start coming back to this church because she moved back to this area. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm excited. Are you excited? Listen to me. Folks, I had a guy who texts me this morning. He texts me all the time. Olivia will go and say, is that Kirk? Because my phone will go, bing. Donnie will say, is that Kirk? Bang. It's Kirk. You know who it is.
Yeah,
I led him to the Lord. He had his fist in my face. Told me to never talk about Jesus to him again. He's ready to punch me out in the gym. I was at the real gym working out. Puts his fist in my face. He says, don't you ever speak that gospel stuff to me again. Because I was preaching to him in the steam room. He was in the steam room, and all these elderly men were complaining about life and complaining about their retirement, and this wasn't right with their souls. Oh, you could feel the heaviness. And he was in there. And I stood up, and I said, well, I got some good news, right in the steam room. And I started preaching. And boy, oh boy, he run out of there. And then he comes back a couple weeks later. He says, you know that stuff you're talking about in the steam room. The sauna is what he called it. Had his fist in my face. And then I sat down on the bench. And I said, you know what? I want to have you over for dinner. All of a sudden, it's like all the air came out of me. Well, why? Well, why? I said, I have some good news for you. He said, really? I gave him my name and my number. I got a pencil from the person that ran the gym. And he had, you know what he had on? He had on army fatigues and army boots. He was a threat to the community. He had to meet with a psychologist every week because of his being such a, always angry. He was always angry. Listen, so now think about this. I said, I want you to come home for dinner. I remember walking out and getting in my car thinking, what have I just done? I mean, it's like I like come back to earth, you know?
Thank you, Jesus.
And I said, Lord, that was you? And I said, that was you. I said, that was you now. I said, now I'm putting it all in your hands. He come over. Ate. We fed him real good. We fed him some extra pie so he couldn't move. But now, next thing I know, we're on our knees in my kitchen. And he's weeping. And he gave his heart to Christ. And he was saved. 2 months later, that psychologist wanted to know what had happened to him. I went. He wanted to meet with me. He says, I want to know what you've done to Kirk. So we went, I talked to him. It was all Jesus. That's all I'm saying. It was all Jesus. He ended up going to Bible college. He does missionary work. And you get around him, you're going to be talking about Jesus.
Amen, that's right.
Are you listening to me? Every morning. Ding. You know what? He's met people here. He's doing the same thing with them. He's just crazy about Jesus. Now watch this. What I'm trying to show you is. And you know, everybody in his family has passed away. And he is healthy as a horse. And has learned and grown and developed. He's got a big family. He's enjoying life. Are you listening to me? He's fulfilled in life. Now, back to this teaching. We got to get this in. All right. Don't you want to be a fountain? All right. Verse 5, or 5:12. Now watch. Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Now let me expound on some of this. I'm telling you, I really believe, if you're here, you pay attention, this is going to help you. Because see, when you don't have this foundation, and these principles, you're going to end up just making decisions and things about things that are catastrophic, maybe for even your future.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.